Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week your story is... The Farmer and the Boggart. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from rural England. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part one, the start of the fun. So with a wink and a grin, let us begin. When Farmer Rob arrived at the village of Mumby, he knew straight away that something was wrong. At the start of the day, he had been in the English seaside town of Skegness, which was full of people playing, laughing, and holding hands. But although he was still in the flat, green, grassy fields of England, the village of Mumby felt like an alien desert. For starters, the streets were empty and quiet, even though it was daytime. All the shops had signs on their doors saying, "Closed," and there weren't even any birds in the sky. Rob went to the pub. The pub was always a good place to go for news. Rob thought that maybe he could find out what was wrong if he went in there. Plus, he had been walking for a long time, and a pub was a good place to get a drink too. But while the sign on the pub door said, "Open," there didn't seem to be anyone in. Rob went to the counter and rang the bell. A short man poked his head through a door between the shelves of drinks. He looked as if he was expecting a ghost.
Hello?
Farmer Rob asked for a drink. The man came out warily, taking two little steps at a time, wearing the apron of a pub landlord.
"We have a little beer left," he said, "but not very much. We're all out of wine. You can have some water, but not too much. I need to make sure I have enough to clean my baby tonight, or she'll get sick."
Farmer Rob frowned. It was very unusual for a pub to have so little to drink. He asked if there was anything to eat. The landlord shook his head.
"Sorry. There's only one potato left in the whole house, and that has to feed my family for the rest of the week. Me, my wife, our two little girls, and the baby."
Now Rob was shocked. A pub with little to drink and no food? Not even any snacks? And a potato to feed the whole family? One potato? Rob demanded to know what was going on. The landlord opened his mouth to answer, but suddenly stopped. After a worried sigh, he said,
"It's the land. The land just isn't kind to farmers. All the farmers who come here have so much trouble with the land that they go away. So we only get food when merchants come by with some to sell. And they don't come very often."
Farmer Rob wondered why the people didn't leave Mumby and go somewhere else.
"We don't have the energy," the landlord replied. "We're too hungry and thirsty, so we don't have the energy to do anything."
Rob couldn't believe it. Land that wasn't kind to farmers? He had never heard anything so strange in all his life. But of course, Farmer Rob was a farmer. Perhaps he could help. The landlord smiled gratefully, but still looked sad.
"I don't think you'll have much better luck," he told Rob. "But thank you for wanting to help. If you try, though, I expect you'll be gone before tomorrow."
Farmer Rob didn't think so. He really wanted to help, and he was sure he could. After all, he had left his home in Skegness to start a farm somewhere in the country. Here in Mumby, it seems they really needed someone like him. So Rob left the pub and went to find the village fields. It wasn't long before Rob discovered what the real problem was. As soon as Rob stepped into the first field of the village, the ground in front of him began to shake. Then it began to swirl. Then it exploded in a burst of mud. And there, standing in front of Rob and staring at him with a wide, ugly smirk, was a boggart. Farmer Rob knew it was a boggart because his grandma had told him what boggarts looked like. Large men bent forward so they were almost the shape and size of a cow, with extra long arms that dangled to the ground, and hair as thick as string covering their whole body. A boggart's mouth was just a bit too big, and its eyes a bit too round, and it would never, ever blink. That description was a perfect match for the creature that now stood in front of Rob. And that meant Rob also understood why the pub landlord hadn't said anything about the boggart. Rob's grandma had told him that if anyone ever spoke about a real-life boggart, that boggart would come to steal their children at night. The boggart's voice sounded a little like a piece of metal dragging across a stone.
"This is my land, farmer. I will let you work on it, but only if you give me everything you grow. Your food, your animals, and even your children."
Yep, it was definitely a boggart. Rob's grandma had said they would try to make deals like that. Horrible deals that probably scared the other farmers away. No farmer would want to work hard on a farm only to give all their food and animals to a boggart. And they certainly wouldn't like the idea of a boggart taking their children. But Rob's grandma had also given him two very important pieces of advice for dealing with boggarts. Advice number one was,
"Boggarts are always interested in a bargain, especially if they think it's better for them."
And advice number two was, wait, I don't have time to tell you that, because Farmer Rob was already asking the boggart if anyone had ever accepted its deal before.
"Never!"
the boggart replied, and then laughed wickedly. To find out if Farmer Rob can save the village of Mumbi, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for our next episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? All I'd like you to do is talk to a friend about this podcast, so you can share the adventures of Farmer Rob with them. And if that friend has never heard of our podcast before, even better. Tell them to search for Fables and Fairy Tales in any podcast player. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!